With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Attorney General Tim Fox says the Missoula County Attorney's Office is now in full compliance with the 2014 agreement to improve its handling of sexual assault cases. A 2012 federal investigation found sexual assaults were a low priority in the county attorney's office and that county prosecutors lacked the training to investigate and prosecute such cases. It also found that victims of rape by acquaintances were often treated with disrespect. Attorney General Tim Fox.
There are some who would say, you know, we wish they hadn't come here, but I think ultimately a lot of good has come out of this. The county attorney's office has become a model for the nation, and I think the University of Montana, the Missoula Police Department, and the city of Missoula and county of Missoula have become a positive model for what a community can do.
Over the past 2 years, the county attorney's office has created a special victims unit and been trained to better investigate and prosecute sexual assault cases and to treat victims better. Police at the University of Montana and City of Missoula have also been praised for improving their handling of sexual assault cases under agreements with the U.S. Department of Justice. Montana's campaign regulator says the Montana Sports Shooting Association violated state campaign laws in the 2014 elections. Commissioner Jonathan Modell today said the group did not provide enough detail about its contributors. The association's Federal Political Action Committee spent money in Montana that wasn't attributed to individual donors. Modell says the group also failed to name the 18 candidates it supported or opposed through independent expenditures in the 2014 elections. Association President Gary Marbut says he is speaking with attorneys about Modell's findings. Most campaign finance violations are resolved through a settlement and fine. The State Office of Public Instruction says Montana students showed a slight improvement in standardized test scores. Almost 98% of students were tested this spring, compared to 70% in 2015. Last year, glitches prevented some from completing the computer-administered Smarter Balanced tests, which are aligned with Common Core educational standards. About 41% of students in grades 3 through 8 tested proficient in math this year, up 3%. About half of the students tested proficient in English and language arts, up from 45% in 2015. State Schools Superintendent Denise Juno said today that the improved scores could be due to several factors, including a smoother testing process. She tells the Billings Gazette she expects the scores will continue to rise as schools continue to implement Common Core standards. Fall construction season has begun in Glacier National Park. Since Monday, traffic along Going to the Sun Road near the Rim Rocks area has been confined to a single lane as crews began repairing a rock wall blasted by avalanches in previous seasons. Visitors can expect delays of 15 minutes or less, says park spokesperson Tim Raines.
We're starting this early. We're anticipating winter. Winter is on its way, and we want to make sure that we get this project done before the snow flies.
The eastern entrance at St. Mary's will also see construction beginning in September. That entrance will remain open with a slight detour. Also in September, crews will install a new footbridge along the Avalanche Creek Trail. While the paved portion of the trail will be closed, visitors can still hike to Avalanche Lake via the boardwalk through Trail of the Cedars. The Wyoming Supreme Court must decide whether to remove from office a Pinedale judge who says her religious beliefs would prevent her from presiding over same-sex marriages. The court heard arguments today on Judge Ruth Neely's appeal of a removal recommendation from the Wyoming Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics. Anti-marijuana advocates plan to present Secretary of State Linda McCullough with a list of more than 3,200 Montana voters whose signatures they claim were wrongly rejected from a ballot initiative petition. The advocates will ask McCullough today to certify those signatures as they seek to place their measure on 2016 election ballots before they go for printing. The measure would repeal Montana's medical marijuana law and ban any drug that is illegal under federal law. It fell 4,100 signatures and one county short of qualifying for the ballot. The 3,200 rejected signatures alone wouldn't be enough to qualify the initiative, so the Safe Montana advocates are asking a judge to also count an additional 2,500 signatures they say Flathead County officials lost. An arrest warrant was issued today for a former Great Falls man charged with killing a disabled military veteran in February, hiding his body, and using the victim's debit card to steal his veteran's benefits. The Great Falls Tribune reports the warrant was issued for Brandon Lee Kraft in the death of 28-year-old Adam Petzak. Court records say Kraft was in custody in Washington State when he admitted killing Petzak with a .22 caliber rifle, pawning the rifle, selling Petzak's truck, and abandoning his service dog somewhere between Great Falls and Valier. Investigators say Kraft also drew a map showing the location of Petzak's body on Kraft's former property near Great Falls, where Petzak had lived in a rental unit. Kraft is charged with deliberate homicide, evidence tampering, and exploitation. Five fires are now burning in Yellowstone National Park. Crews are actively suppressing two that started Monday afternoon. One, about an acre in size, is burning half a mile away from the Grand Loop Road. Three larger fires are moving through the scar left by Yellowstone's infamous fires of 1988. They total almost 10,000 acres in the northwest corner of the park. An analysis team is collecting data for future fire modeling, says Fire Information Officer Mike Johnson.
We're kind of allowing nature to take its natural course.
Despite the fires, Johnson says Yellowstone visitors won't miss out on any of the park's major attractions.
They're going to have an opportunity to safely see some fire off in the distance and learn a little bit more about fire and how it plays a role here in the park.
Visitors can expect to see crews dropping water on the Boundary Fire just north of West Yellowstone. Crews fighting the Roaring Lion Fire southwest of Hamilton faced their hottest and driest day yet. A 37-acre spread into the Ward Bowl area earlier this week tested defensive lines. Protecting structures near the fire's edge continues to be a top priority for teams working on the fire. Officials say they expect the fire to remain active in the interior and along the western perimeter. They also say the smoke is likely to stick around until a season-ending event douses the fire. The fire is 8,300 acres and 70% contained. The Copper King Fire near Thompson Falls remains at 20% containment, but has increased in acreage for the second time this week. After a 200-acre jump over the weekend and another increase yesterday afternoon, the fire now covers almost 2,300 acres. Crews at both fires hope a cold front set to move in on Thursday will bring some relief from the high temperatures and low humidity earlier in the week. The Dry Creek Fire burned 350 acres north of Bozeman before being contained yesterday afternoon. The fire started in a field Monday and forced the evacuation of 20 homes, according to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. All the evacuees were allowed to return home Monday night. I'm Nora Sachs. Thanks so much for listening.